Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on January 13, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11.45. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 19 securities, of which 7 advanced, 7 declined, and 5 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 2.81 points to close at 2,137.81. The Composite Index advanced by 1.51 points to close at 1,525.38. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.02 points to close at 121.94. The SME Index remained at 43.32. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 5.9 million shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $17.4 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 4.7 million shares changing hands for the value of $11 million, followed by Point Lisas Industrial Quarter Development Corporation Limited with a volume of 770,000 shares being traded for $2.5 million. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 10 million shares valued at $311,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 50 stocks, of which 23 advanced, 20 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 12.6 million units valued at over $92 million. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 3.3 million units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 2.8 million units and JMMB Group Limited with 1.6 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities traded on Thursday, 13th January 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Atova Gibson.